Well, I think I share with everybody the maybe surprise and shock of the suddenness of the change that has taken place. I suppose we heard a little bit about it, but none of us had any idea how fast it was, how quick it was, and how absolutely it has shocked all of us, shocked people. Mm-hmm. I think in some ways that has removed a certain degree of hope, and that has led to a lot of uncertainty, doubt, and terrific amount of worry among people at the present time.
Mm-hmm. And do you think people can rediscover that hope?
Well, I would hope that they would, that it must be part of a Christian's life, is always this idea of hope. I'd like to stress, though, maybe when we talk about hope, we have to be very realistic. We're not suggesting in any way that the recession is something good. That mm-hmm. would be terribly insensitive and facile.
Mm-hmm.
I think this economic crisis will obviously bring hardship and suffering. But we do say that as a Christian, we are people of hope. We have to believe that the good news of Christ speaks to everybody, and mm-hmm. it speaks in all situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we're in pain or fear, as well as in hope and joy, our actual lives, the presence is, I think, or maybe the question often has to be asked, what is God saying to us in these painful new circumstances?
Yes. You talked about there being a collective sense of grief and fear and anger, but also a kind of reawakening. What did you mean by that?
I suppose what I thought there a little bit was that in the midst of this grief and agony, people are kind of seeing what are the important things, the vital things that we have as Christians to survive this difficulty. We're, I think, pushed back a little bit on what is really essential in our lives, what makes us possible to live.
Mm-hmm. And of course, at this time, we're talking of family, I suppose, really, aren't we?
We are very much talking on families and the support that they have. I think that there's two things I think I'd like to stress. One, I suppose, is that I mentioned in that letter, and the bishops mentioned it very much today, because we talk about families, we're talking a lot about homes.
Yes.
And that the home is something that's very important, and that maybe the economic changes has hit very much the whole question of home, and that has put an awful lot of fear and uncertainty into people's lives, that they might lose their homes, not only lose their job maybe, but also lose their home. And I think there's quite a call on us and to call to a society to make sure that people have every possibility of keeping their homes.
Yes.
I think that we're making a proposal, I think, that the family homes which might be at risk would not be repossessed.
Yes.
And this is, the idea is not a blank check, but is a possible way of maybe helping people to get through that, because I think that would give people a certain degree of confidence that in this difficulty. The second thing I think that we have a certain amount of hope and confidence is the fact that as Christians, the common good must be a kind of priority for us, how we help one another, support one another, encourage one another in this life. And I think in many ways that's what Lent is, an invitation to discover that hope, to know what the Lord has done for us and to follow his example.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you also encourage people this Lent to reach out beyond ourselves and to include the Troker's Lenten campaign.
That's right. And that's always part of it. And I think this is maybe the wider vision that we have. I suppose it also makes us, when I mentioned this question of home, hope and hope and home. And when we talk about home, when we see how these people during Lent particularly lost everything, not only lost their home, but had to move on out of their own area without very little,
mm-hmm.
barely what they carried in their backs themselves. And it makes us maybe realize what a very difficult time they had. And mm-hmm. what we're thinking of that is that as we're difficulty ourselves, maybe realize what we actually can do.
Yes.
And one of the most heartening things was that, for instance, the Vincent de Paul collections over Christmas were way up on what they were previous years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shows that people are concerned
yes.
for one another. And I hope, likewise, they'll keep on their interest in and concern about Trokra and also support it financially as they have over the years.